Hey, my name is Dr. TK, and on this podcast show, we will uncover abundant tools to help you become the CEO of your business and your life. I am a mom and wife who merged my knowledge as a clinical psychologist and professor for over 20 years into building a multi-six-figure mental health business and seven-figure digital product business, serving others and doing what I love. Now, I believe that you can make a wildly abundant living unapologetically while also dreaming big, enjoying life, and making a huge impact in your community. This is the Therapists Deserve Abundance podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Therapists Deserve Abundance podcast. This is your host, Dr. TK, clinical psychologist and therapist business coach. So at the time of this recording, I am going live on Instagram. So if you hear me pause, you hear me laugh, you hear me scrolling up and down the phone, that just simply means because I like to upload raw in the moment podcast episodes so that the person can feel like they're there with me just in case they didn't watch the video. I decided to record this podcast episode live. And so the title of this episode is called, Are You Doing These Three Things That Might Be Losing You $3,000? And I'm going to add the plus sign, right? So I want everyone who is tuning in to think about any type of investments that you have made to grow your business. And so it could have been a downloadable template. It could have been a coaching program, whether it was hybrid, I'm going to call it hybrid, meaning there's a course portal, then there's also a coach. But then there's also a self-paced course that you may invest in. And then some people have enough funds where they can actually invest in more VIP style, where you get someone more one-on-one or actual VIP session, right? But those can cost a couple of $1,000, okay? And so let's go ahead and hop into it. I want to impart this knowledge on anyone who's an entrepreneur, but especially, you know, my heart is to therapists. Okay. Now the observations and these myths that I'm going to share with you are not just only in the therapist community. Other people are actually talking about these things. So these are more trends that are happening in the online space. Okay. So, one statement that I want to ask you is, have you ever said, I want help in my business, and then like you go and invest in something, right? Like a lot of people are what we consider in marketing as green lighters, which means that you see that there's a thing that you need to work on in your business and you go and get the help. You go to a live event, you go enroll in a course, right? But my real question to you is, do you really want coaching? Meaning, do you really know what you signing up for, right? And so a lot of the time, if we want to keep it 100, a lot of the times, some people do not know that they're signing up for actual coaching. So when you hear the word coaching, the first thing that comes to mind, even before an entrepreneur, is I played sports. So when you think about somebody who plays sports, put in the chat box if you would like, what words come to mind when you think about a coach, whether you played, you see someone else get coached, you watch sports online, right? What do you see? The coach, they will instruct the player. They will teach the player plays, but the player's job is to go actually into the game and implement the play that their coach just told them. Now, what happens when a player goes out to the field or the court or whatever they play on and they decide to do their own thing? Well, some coaches may bench you. Some coaches may pull you out the game. Some coaches may pull you to the side. Maybe if you're male, say a little profanity and then put your butt back in the game to set you straight. Now, I'm not saying that the entrepreneurial space is like that or should be like that. However, if you look at the mechanics of coaching, it involves imparting knowledge, but the biggest aha transformation comes from the player, the entrepreneur, going out into the field, your business, and doing the work, right? So I'm going to summarize it for you because this is only number one, right? Some people in the entrepreneurship space, including therapists, because I'm literally talking about what I've seen in my programs in the last 12 months, let alone the last 3, 4, 5 years that I've been running group programs, okay, is a coaching call is not a co-working space. Now drop a heart on that. Let me say that again. And if you feel at any time, if I'm snatching your edges out or I'm pricking your heart, you probably need to leave this podcast today and say, I really need to work on that, right? So when you come to a coaching call, I understand, especially as therapists, we teach it to our clients all the time. Hey, you can go to a group therapy session and really sit there and learn from everybody else who's talking. Okay, I get it. But what happens when no one talks? A coaching call is not a teaching call. So there was a time that I ran programs, especially during more beta launches, where I would teach live. That makes sense. You're my first cohort. I prefer to teach live. You give me feedback. I go enhance it. I may then choose to pre-record it and then upload it to the portal, the shorter version, not the 3-hour version. And then I create the workbook. That's known as beta. However, if I've been running one program in particular for now going on 5 years, and people are showing up and not asking questions, y'all already know what program I'm talking about because I've been talking to them about this for years, right? So if you come to a coaching call and you just sit there, then you're going to get out exactly what you put in. I get that you can get a lot from listening to people, but I'll give you an example of something that happened most recently. Me and my team have been having these meetings on and off for about 1.5 years with me saying, I really want to coach them. I thrive in my gift by responding to people. I know my gift. I do not do well if no one has any questions. If you want to stare at me, I can do an Instagram or Facebook Live. You can look at me and I can look at myself on the screen with a microphone and then upload it to the audio. It is good. You still get what you need, but you ain't got to get dressed, right? But I don't want to keep making myself available to talk to myself, if that makes sense. And so what happened on one of our last most recent DTA calls, right, is I knew that I wanted to come in and talk about marketing. I was really excited, but typically I prefer to use the whole time, honestly up to 60 minutes because most of them have to hop off because they got a client or something like that. I would rather spend the whole 60 minutes, put a one in the comment box if you would agree, even if you ain't doing it. I would just prefer to coach people on the call, meaning you went to the portal, you did your lesson, you wrote down what came up for you in your business, you realized you were stuck, or you need clarity, or you wanna show us something, and you say, I have a question. Or matter of fact, let me pre-submit it because I think she's gonna need a little homework, right? Now, I want you as a therapist, for example, if you are a therapist or you serve people, I want you to think about it from this perspective. Because see, sometimes therapists, literally, we be thinking, boy, but sometimes we don't understand what other people are saying until it happens to us in a different dynamic, okay? So I just said, as a coach, I want to coach you. I was really excited. Sorry, I didn't finish. I was really excited, came to the call, and I talked about 3 different things about marketing and how they could do marketing research. They were so excited. I put them in the breakout sessions. They came back. Then I called on them because I knew that they wouldn't talk on their own because that has happened for the last 2 years. So I said, when you go on your group, pick a spokesperson because somebody coming up in this joint and talking back to me because that's the issue that we've had too. I want breakout sessions. But when you come back, you don't even tell me what happened. So why would I put you in a breakout session? You can go on an Instagram DM. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't involve me if you don't want to talk to me, you know? And so they came back. It was a phenomenal thing. And then it generated more questions. So when I got off the call, I told my team, I'm like, oh man, I'm fired up. I'm super excited. And they love when I'm like this because they like, oh man, she lit, right? And so this is how I'm supposed to feel because I want y'all to feel that way, right, in my program. And they felt lit, like, dang, this is dope. I got hella homework to do. So when I asked my team, because see, I saw something my team didn't. I said, now we still got a problem. And they were like, I thought the call was good. I said, oh, it was. And they said they were asking questions. I said, now, were they? And one of my team members that was on the call, she said, yeah, like 2 people went in depth about their questions. I said, so let me ask you this. If they have a whole core shell with honestly a lot and sometimes too much information, my goal is not to give you more information because if you have too much information, you're never going to implement the information. Some of y'all are information junkies. All you do is swipe your card to get information to stop you from actually looking at the problem. You're not implementing the work. Right. So I'm like, I'm not about to do that. They're already overthinking. You know what I'm saying? And so my goal that I've expressed multiple times is submit your questions. But considering the pattern, they haven't. So what I did is I structured that session. And then when my team member said that, I was like, now let me ask you another question. If I would have not came with the marketing activity, what would have happened on the call? And I said, were there any pre-submitted Q&As? She said, no. I said, when we started the call, I asked people, did they have questions? Did anybody have questions before I started talking? She said, no. I said, so in order for people to talk, I have to treat this like a kindergartner class. I'm not even going to say high school, right? A kindergartner class. And I have to say, hey guys, this is what we're going to do at 8 o'clock. Now go over to the rug. And I have to teach it live in the moment. We are grown ass adults. If you want a profitable business, start showing up as though you're the profitable business owner already. Profitable business owners are looking for solutions to their problems. They're going to learn how to speak up, even if you say, I'm introverted. First of all, that's a limiting belief. Stop telling yourself you're introverted. The more you tell yourself you're introverted, the more you will be introverted. You can't be that introverted running a whole ass company. You got to talk to somebody, right? And so I just wanted to share that with you because sometimes we believe that just by being on the call, that's all the transformation we need. And I get it in terms of community. But my goal, I'm just telling you how I work. I can't say how other coaches work. I want to see growth in my community because that helps me come alive more and more to do more. And I get this in my DM all the time. I love how you show up for your community. I love the post and it makes me laugh, but you talking real stuff. Like y'all like all that. And I love creating that content. But just like any other human being, I have to love what I do. And I don't love when I show up and I see that therapists in private practice in 2024 are suffering. But when we get on that call, it's like, I don't know. This is an assumption. I don't know if it's the title that got our ego in a bunch and we don't want to sound like we got a dumb question. Sometimes what I feel like what happens to our alumni is that they don't want to come to a call because they've been in a community too long. Nothing has changed. You have no idea. If you ain't been studying marketing or anything else, you may not even know what we're talking about because you don't watch the replays. So number one, to help you lose money in your business is that you are really saying that you want help. But what you're really saying is that I just want to come to, you know, I need the live. I want to come to the coaching live sessions, but I'm going to sit there. So I want you to ask yourself, how much do you charge per hour? It don't matter how much you want to charge. How much do you charge per hour right now? And if you told me $150, every session that you're coming to with me, you're losing $150. Now, technically, you're losing way more than that because I believe your time is worth way more than $150. So what if I said at minimum, you're losing $500? Every single time you choose not to come to a coaching call, you're losing $500. Every time you come to a coaching call and you're not participating, you're losing $1,000. How much money have you lost? I believe it's way more than $3,000. All right, let's keep going. Number two. I want live coaching. I feel like I got to say it in that energy because that's how I feel like it'd be coming across to me in the DM when people actually be DMing me. Like, I really want that live coaching, right? Your program ain't self-paced like everybody else's for now because we trending, right? And so I want live coaching. So my response is, again, do you really want live coaching? So if someone wants live coaching, do some hearts or put a one in the comment box. If you tired of the black screen, y'all black screen and me, I don't want to say to death, but y'all black screen and me back to Compton. Like, I am so tired of showing up doing my makeup. Zoom ain't got no filter like Instagram. I wish. I mean, they got a little filter, you know what I'm saying? But I still like to show up presentable. It's a recorded call. It's for people to watch it later if they watch it. Right. But I'm sitting here getting dressed, working out in the morning, getting my tea, preparing for the call, checking the Q&A, crickets. Coming on, be like, oh, share some wins, crickets. Let me look in the chat box. What y'all doing in y'all business? Oh, we just looking. Are you? Because hell, I can't see you. And literally the only time that some people will show their face is when it's their turn to ask a question. So then I start thinking to myself, and I'm not saying that this is you. But it might be. I don't know. I'm like, are you taking this seriously? I don't know. My etiquette online, when I paid, I don't give a damn if it's $1,000. I don't care if it's $10. I'm showing my face because I also am human. And I know when I'm not showing my face, I'm feeding my face, I'm hungry. And granted, if it's in the middle of the day or we meet at 9 o'clock, so it might be somebody lunchtime, that makes sense. But everybody ain't in New York, right? At no 9 o'clock in the morning Pacific Standard Time. Everybody is not on the East Coast. Right. So if you want to do a coaching call in your pajamas, cool. But let your girl know if you just gonna keep black screening me. Because if you continue to black screen me, this is what I'd rather do. And this is actually the trajectory that we're on. I didn't tell my team I was going live today. We've been talking about this, so I don't want to make it a secret. DTA, students, it is no secret. Disappointing, exactly. It is no secret that every time right before I hop on a call, if y'all even check Facebook, hello, I will go on to Facebook like on a Thursday today and I will give the agenda. And my team will remind y'all, even with an email, hey, we even start putting it in a reminder email. Beyond registering for the call, please submit your question. We would love your question. There's no such thing as a dumb question. I mean, I done told my team over and over at this point, look, we could lead the horse to water, but we can't make the horse drink. And I'm tired of walking the horse. Like, I'm tired. There's no way I would invest my money to grow me. And then I'm choosing not to engage with the person that can help me. That's crazy. Now, granted, I know that situations happen, but imagine yourself again. I'm gonna give you a therapist analogy. Imagine you doing telehealth and the client don't want to come on the screen. What would you do? What would you do? What if you had an in-person session and your client kept on their hoodie so far down their face and they mask up here with sunglasses, you can't see no facial expression. What would you do? What would come to mind? Would you think like, damn, that's disrespectful? You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't in 2020 unless they got like health, you know, preferences. Okay, but at least take off the glasses. Take off the hood. You indoors. So how I feel is like professional etiquette, people. You invested. Let the person who you invested with see you. But the patterns that we're on, we are at the 98% mark because this has been discussed for not one, but 2 years. 2 years. 2 years over 8 cohorts. So it's not like it's just like, oh, your cohort. It's just, I don't know if people are zoomed out. I get it. Hell, we got zoomed out in 2020. But there's no purpose in trying to get everybody gathered up for the collective community aspect if you don't want to show up and be part of the community. I can just go YouTube stream and unlist the video and talk to myself, no interaction, get off. I'm done, you're done, you can watch it anytime you want, right? And so I just wanted to share that with you because I know that I'm not the only coach. I actually heard a podcast episode from like a multimillionaire guy talk about this and he was like, man, this is like the black screen era. Like these people black screening us, you know? And I was like, I finished his sentence like, keep talking to the choir, right? And so do you actually want live coaching or do you just wanna sit there? But remember, this is not a co-working space. So don't say you want live coaching if you don't even want to show up live. Hello. All right. Number three, I'll do whatever it takes to learn and implement because I want to go to the next level in my business. And I'm going to say again, do you really? Okay. So I got three questions for you. If you have the opportunity to be present when it's live, even if it's streamed somewhere, do you show up to ask questions? Do you speak up? That's one. But you said you would do anything to implement, right? Number two, will you actually watch the replay? Because I know that every time I join a coaching program, that person is not expected to meet everybody's time zone. If that is your mindset, you are all wrong in business entrepreneurship already. Like, not every coach can meet every single person's time zone. Like, some people literally don't join DTA because we meet at 9 o'clock in the morning Pacific Standard Time, which is around lunch. That is the best time that we've seen work on Mondays. I prefer Mondays because we jumpstart their week. We used to do Mondays at 4 o'clock. That was cool every once in a while for like a community call, a Zoom call, like just announcements. But I found that moms were at their kids' games and stuff. They were at the kids' practice. They were cooking dinner. These kids hollering in the background. The kids sitting on, ain't nothing wrong with your kids being in the room. But if you cannot focus, that's a problem because you're not even being able to take in the information that we're coaching you on. And then you can't admit yourself because your kid crying. I get it. However, we can't meet the needs of every single person. So like licensure, I may have been telling myself my whole life, I'm not an auditory learner. I need visual stimuli only. But guess what? When it was time to pass that exam and I needed test taking skills, I needed to listen to Sharon Jablon over psych prep for the Board of Psychology. I had to listen to 8 tapes, 8 CDs, whatever, on my iPod in order to consume the information. I had to become a person that I had never been before, or at least I told myself that I was not her But when I wanted something bad enough, I figured out a way to become that person. And that's what I'm saying. Like, some of y'all say y'all want something, but you're not showing up as the person to go and get it. So when you say, I want to do whatever it takes to leave my 9-to-5 job, get that organized, get that in order, stack up my money. I want to be able to open up my private practice. I want to be able to take my part-time private practice to full-time. I want to stop treating it like a side hustle. Within a year, I want to have a group practice. So I need systems. That's why I joined DTA. Whatever the case may be. Whatever product it is, digital products, private practice, it does not matter. Please stop preaching to yourself and playing your subconscious mind by saying that you want all of these things and you must have it live. You have to have access to the coach, but you're not even using the access that you have. That's insane. And you're paying for the access. So get this. If DTA is a $3,000 investment, because I'm giving you a whole business in a box and I'm teaching you based off of evergreen material. I don't teach you anything that's going to expire. I'll just put that like on a podcast episode, right? I'm not about to sit here and try to keep up with no Instagram trends, YouTube trends, Pinterest, TikTok trends, Threads trends. I'm good. Like, if you want to learn about that, just show up with your question. I'm going to teach you things that are systematic to a operating system for a business. I teach operating systems, no matter if it's private practice, solo, group practice, or if you're creating a digital product. It does not matter. All of those need a system in order for you to slowly start to remove yourself so that you can actually leverage your time and actually live your life, hell, that you went to school for. You know what I'm saying? And so make sure that you're showing up as the person that desires the outcome, because if you don't, you're not going to get the result. So again, if you say, I want to do whatever it takes to learn and to implement, are you speaking up? Or if you can't make the live call, are you going back to watch the replay? Are you really? Are you really? That I actually watch 2-hour, 4-hour replays, but I know what's on the other side of the replay. I tell myself what's on the other side of the replay. Do you? Or do you log into the portal and you like, damn, they almost met for 2 hours today. Nah, I ain't got time for this. Well, then maybe you should figure out a way to go live. I have literally rescheduled some stuff, not like the next week, but if I join a coaching program, I have never known the schedule until I joined. And when I join, I make changes because that thing is going to help me grow my business more. Now, if something cannot change, then I go and watch the replay. I don't give myself an option B. I don't give myself an option B. Okay. Also, you want to think about is, will you actually, again, watch the replays, or at least at minimum do the activities with a little help from the replays or listen to something, and go to the online community and ask questions? So every single one of our coaching programs that has a live component, it typically will have an online community. It will have some type of portal of some sort, whether it's a podcast or a course or both. And then it will also have a live component, whether it is twice a month, once a month, or mastermind. They have more access. So it was one-on-one. Some of our students have Boxer because they have more access, right? But I tell them the same thing. I literally have started to Boxer them because their program about to wrap up in 3 months. I sent them a Boxer on the 1st of January and the 1st of February. And I said, hey, this is just a reminder. You have one big ask where we can focus solely on your business and Boxer. Let's chat back about that one thing. And a lot of them do actually respond and say, my bad, thanks for following up. This ain't no excuse, blah, blah, blah. They say it, but what I'm trying to do is condition them for them to be me. I don't want to keep reminding them to get help in their business. And I get it. Sometimes you don't have anything to talk about. But if your bank account is not speaking back to you saying, I'm prosperous today, I made new money today, not just recurring revenue. At least that's the trend that we on. I'm not solely focused on recurring revenue. That's great. I'm focused on new revenue. So that's how people get comfortable. You're like, oh, well, I got these 10 clients. I got these 15 clients. I'm good. Or I got these 3 coaching clients. I'm good. How good are you going to be when a retainer is done? Oh, I've been getting too comfortable. I ain't been like publishing or learning new material so that I can get out there in the marketplace. You should always be marketing. Either somebody's going to go to your wait list or they're going to go to your content. You should always be marketing. So let me just recap before I wrap up. Doing these 3 things will definitely lose you thousands of dollars. Number 1, to say I want help in my business, are you really saying I want a coaching program, but I really want a co-working space? I just want to be there. I've had students that say, can you just put me in a breakout session? What y'all gonna do in a breakout session that y'all can't do on Zoom by yourself? If you need that much structure, I'm being real. I'm real blunt. If you need that much structure, I'm not saying that coaching is like our program is not the right match for you, but this is more of the reason why you got to talk on our call. Maybe we got to talk about some mindset stuff. Maybe that's where you need to go to our private podcast and like listen to my highly qualified. Successful people don't just roll out of bed. You have to train yourself to show up in a particular way. But let's be real. Some of us believe that whoever our old self was at our 9-to-5 or who we were in high school or in college, we are no longer that person. No, that person is baked inside of you. You just probably did some coping strategies to suppress it or process it. Bars, right? But which one did you do? Did you sweep your old self under the rug? Because that's very similar to, oh, we just gonna go to bed mad. Okay, we just gonna wake up in the morning mad. Like all you did was pause the problem. All it's gonna do is blow up and get bigger, right? Number two, please stop saying I want live coaching and then you black screen your coach to like, to Timbuktu. Okay. Number three, stop saying I will do whatever it takes to learn and implement and go to the next level. And then you don't speak up. You don't watch the replays. You don't take advantage of anything that will help you get coached. So thank you, people in the comment box, Dr. LaToya. Definitely people get too comfortable. Y'all need to own if y'all got comfortable. Matter of fact, put something in the chat box. I don't care if it's a C or a one or a heart. Let me know if you can honestly say in any part of your business, because I can say it. In any part of your business, have you gotten comfortable? I have. I've also gotten bored. But I'm working through that right now too, right? Because some things have slowed down for me. But at the end of the day, like, if you really want to see results, like, I heard something yesterday. I don't know it verbatim, but they were talking about how it was like on YouTube. And they were like, why do people choose not to learn new things to like go to the next level? And the person said, basically, that you can choose to be in a state where you're just going to argue against the algorithm or you're going to learn how to work with the algorithm. Choose. You have a path. And if you don't want to be on things that require an algorithm, don't argue with me when I tell you to go get a vendor booth at an event. I don't want to pay for that. Well, you don't want to pay for time to be on social media either. So if you don't want to be online, you don't want to go to any live events, you introverted so you don't want to meet anybody, then you don't want any clients. Sorry, straight to the point, right? So someone said, nope, I'm a newbie, so I'm trying to, yeah, soak up all the knowledge. Please do. But just don't forget to implement as you learn. What some people do is that they learn, they learn, they learn. And then what happens is you get overstimulated with what you've learned and then you don't know where to start. Right. So when I have to sometimes stop myself because I'm a podcast and YouTube like binge watcher and listener. But those of you who know me know I can curate information like no other. And if somebody asked me on DTA anything about hell YouTube marketing, even though I ain't got no big YouTube channel, but I sit there and I soak up all them strategies. Right. I will sit there and curate about five videos I didn't watch yesterday and I'll tell you where to go. But I'm like, if you don't want to sit there and watch 5 hours of content, here's the five takeaways. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, boom. Go do it. And then if you want to pick the number one highlight, then go watch that video. Okay. And so I know my strength, but I also know my areas of needed improvement. I don't like to say weaknesses, right? So here's the thing as we summarize. I don't know everybody, right? Like on my social media platform, I don't know everybody intimately in my coaching program, but I know that most human beings do not want another course. You don't want another podcast. You don't want another workbook. But if you went to school to get licensed and you were dedicated as hard as it was with 3,000 hours, then I don't understand why you cannot take the exact same mindset. Because see, here's the thing. You have the capacity. I think that's why I honestly be getting so hyped up and like riled up, to be honest, is because the people that I work with, you've went to school your whole life. So to sit here and tell me like, I just can't get out of this. Like, I don't know what to do. Well, what did you do when you didn't understand anything in grad school? You went to your professor, the coach. When you were lost, you went to your accountability group, the people who you got to do a project with. When you needed extra time, you went to the writing lab. You went to get help. Why? Because I'm sure you told yourself if you wanted to graduate, you needed to put in work. If you wanted to get licensed, you needed to put in work. If you needed to get your doctorate, you needed to write that dissertation. You were able to do all of that and finish 3,000 hours and sit for the licensing exam all of them, and get CEs every 2 years, and you can't put in the same effort for your business, you don't deserve to have a business. Not everybody's made to be an entrepreneurial. Like, period, point blank. Not everybody's made. You can hustle. You can make money. But will it turn into an actual thing in which it will help you leave your job? Probably not. Because see, entrepreneurship looks real cute from the outside until you realize you working actually more hours on your business than you were at your job. And if you do like me, work-life integration, well, hell, unless you got a separated office space and you got a lock on your door and you have boundaries with your kids not to come in this room, now you have a hard time focusing. So instead of you saying like, I'm just going to work 4 hours today, you do work 4 hours, but one is at 5 o'clock in the morning, one is at 11 o'clock in the morning, one is at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then you're working right after you put the kids to sleep. Who the hell would have worked that split shift? You know what I'm saying? Like, it takes a different mindset. Period. All right. So as we wrap up, I love doing lives. I like doing them sometimes on Instagram and sometimes on YouTube as well. If you don't know me by now, I am Dr. TK. I am a clinical psychologist and therapist business coach. I am a very fun person, a very loving person, but I'm also a straight shooter. Now, I also know, because I'm gonna say this out loud. This is like a sidebar, but related. We had a meeting with some of our community experts about a year ago. And this is when we start pulling in some of our support coaches and also what's known as community experts in DTA. We had like 5 people last year help us out. And we were like, you know, what's going on in the community? What goes on when I'm not on the calls? And so I had asked them like, hey, since I have y'all here, out of curiosity, what happens when students are on a call? Like, why do you think people don't ask questions? And it amazed me because I thought it was because of maybe when I'm passionate and I talk like on live or on my podcast or on a live stream, some people may be intimidated of my strongness. And I get that, right? But if y'all really get to know me, like those of y'all who hung out with me at like live events, it's lit, right? Like, I am a very fun person, right? But when I get passionate about something, my gift is teaching. And then I take that gift and then I become your coach and I motivate you and I push you, but I can't make you do it, right? I can just tell you where I can see your end result based off of what you said you wanted to do. I give you the steps as long as it's within my scope of what I can coach you on, because I'm not coaching you on everything. I am not all things to everyone. I am not Jesus. Coaches who say I can do all things, you need to be very concerned, okay? But when we were on this call, the person surprised me. It was one person that really spoke up and they were newer in our community. And they said, to be honest, like, all the people that I've talked to, they think that you are so down to earth. You're so dope. Like, that's why they joined the program. And I said, well, I don't get why they're not asking questions, because I'm talking to myself, you know? And I became like Takesha on a call. Like, they were probably surprised that I was talking so like just really down to earth with them. And so at first you can tell she was a little timid with saying, and I'm like, dude, just like shoot it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. So what she ended up sharing was, she said, I can speak up for myself, but I know that this is a shared experience. Right. And she said, for example, because I know that you not going to let me fall off of what I said I wanted to work on, because I may have spoken up on another call saying I want this. And you remember, I remember when y'all talk. Right. I mean, we write it down. So she said, what tends to happen is I'd be wanting to ask a question, but then because I know I didn't do the work to be able to answer probably more questions that you're going to have, honestly, because I didn't do my shit, I don't even want to put myself in that position. So I said, well, what are you saying? Because I got what she was saying, but I was like, can you summarize it for me? And she was like, sometimes they know that they're not doing what they're supposed to do, so they don't want to put themselves on blast so that you could say again, make through a question, of course, because she was like, I don't think like that you mean or nothing like that. She was like, we see where your passion come from. We love it. But ultimately what she was telling me was, and I believe it because I see it, is we see it in the portal. People aren't logging into the portal. So it reminds me of like college students who say, oh man, I didn't pass my test. So you really thought that the professor who really told you, since you meet once a week or once every month, I want you to read all 4 chapters, but I'm only going to highlight about 3 to 4 concepts because I deem that these concepts are probably hard to understand when you're on your own, which is typically what I do, right? But I may only talk about core values on your business blueprint 1 week, I may talk about something that's not even in your core shell. And some people literally will come to the call and they like, so when you gonna go over module one? When am I gonna go over module one? Module one has like 10 parts that are pre-recorded in like 5 to 15 minute lessons each. Why would I repeat what I sat down and recorded for you over time so that you can learn on your own time, right? So I see here the mindfulness assisted counseling. Thank you for your candidness. I have a client in a few minutes, gotta go. Have a great evening. Have to hop off, but this has been great. Thank you. So just wanted to come on here to be candid. If you want to learn more about private practice, make sure to, you can do it on the bottom of this live. You can type out the word bootcamp all together, no spaces. Check your DM. If there's any glitches with me sending you the link, just go to the link in my bio at drtk.com/links. It's literally in my bio. And sign up for the bootcamp. It's completely free. It starts March 18th, but don't wait until March 17th to sign up because you're going to miss the actual full experience of the bootcamp where we are actually already in Telegram. And people who are just introducing themselves based off of their 90-day goal, because that was one of my questions for them, I'm like, oh, like go and listen to this podcast. Because that's the beauty part about having valuable content is instead of me answering the same question over and over and over again, which is why I do group coaching programs, I create content based on the most common questions. So Dr. Toya Taylor, that's real. And how dare you ask a question when you didn't seek to find the answer first? And that's why I always flip it on therapists because y'all smart. And I'm like, what you gonna do with a client who came to your session 4 times and they didn't do their homework? What you gonna do? Oh, you gonna say they're not serious about treatment. You're going to say, oh, they resistance, but let your girl come to a coaching session with people who got a degree and let me dare say, are you, Dr. Latoya, you being resistant today? Oh my God, no, she did not talk to me like that. Like, do I be thinking that? Hell yeah. Do I say it? No. But do I ask follow-up questions? Of course, right? So bottom line is, I'm tired of seeing a black screen. I would love to answer questions. I thrive off of seeing you go to the next level, right? But I mean, I could just be in the category with all the other business coaches. A lot of therapist business coaches literally give you templates. No shade. I got templates. They give you templates. Well, I got Google Sheets because I want to always update them for you. But they give you templates and they give you a self-paced course. Nothing wrong with it. I got self-paced courses. But I'm just saying, if we're so damn busy where we can't even take advantage of our investment, I can do the bootcamp. Matter of fact, I could put that on auto record too. We've done that. Everything that I'm saying of what we're leaning toward is something that we've done. And the people who want to get something out of it will. So whether it's live or recorded, if you want the information, what do they say? If you really want to put wealth secrets somewhere that nobody's going to find them, put them in a book. In these days, I'm going to say, put them in a module. Because people don't watch the module, they don't listen to it, they don't watch it, they don't download it. And then they say, this program did not work for me. Did this program not work for you or did you not work the program? So I'm going to leave you with that. Sign up for the bootcamp. If you're on Instagram, type out bootcamp. Or if you're on the podcast, go to drtk.com/links. It will be in the show notes. We start on March 18th. We go for 3 days live. And then we do have bonus pop-up sessions based on questions. I do interviews on the YouTube stream, but that's for everybody to see. And then right after, we will be opening up enrollment for the spring cohort for the Academy. At that time, during the bootcamp, I will go over what the DTA program is. I will share with you how the coaching delivery is at that time. Right now, we do have a private podcast, and my goal is to really meet people where you are. And so if we find, because we actually have the students vote, and a lot of them voted that they actually watch the replays. So what we're really leaning toward is just meeting people where they are. And I'm just going to leave it at that. We make decisions in our company based on metrics. I don't do it based off of feelings. Okay. So if our metrics show from our recordings of our calls, attendance that's taken on our calls, logins and portals, where students are at in the portals, we're looking at all of that, y'all. Every single week, we got a whole student success team looking at your progress. So when someone says, but no, I really want the live call. I really want the live call, but you don't. And three people might. But that just means that, I mean, I can go live on Facebook in a group if y'all just really want to be there with me, you know? And then from time to time, we can have a community call where y'all can meet up. But I don't think that it's actually 1000% necessary for you to grow your business only if you get live access. I don't believe that. Because if that was the case, we wouldn't have graduated from grad school. We didn't see our professors every single day, right? Some of y'all didn't see your professors at all. You saw them online, okay? Or in a portal or something. So, all right, y'all. Y'all have a great evening. Thank you so much for your feedback. If you want to replay this, you can watch the video over or you can listen to it on the podcast. It will drop more than likely in about a week and a half because we already have some great podcasts queued up. It does not have a video, but definitely just go to Apple or Spotify, type in Dr. TK. Trick though, in Spotify, there are two different feeds. So make sure you find the feed with like 407 or 8 podcast episodes. That's how you'll know you're on the right one. But Apple does not change. And we have some very, very good podcast episodes coming out, specifically around the mindset of a business owner and how to show up to take full advantage of your investments. All right, y'all. Have a great evening. Bye. Fire me up. You just finished another epic episode of the Therapists Deserve Abundance podcast. Now, I know what you're thinking. That flew by way too fast. So if you want more, please head down to the show notes for additional abundant resources. And if you're looking for a new tribe of abundant therapists just like yourself to connect with me on Instagram at Dr. TK Psych. Until the next episode, live abundantly.